بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and Assalamu Alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. Sheikh Ahmad Danish is over here to answer today's question. Assalamu Alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu Alaikum. Thank you.
Okay, Sheikh Ahmad Danish, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of Al-Mi'raj. So what happened during the Mi'raj of Rasulullah? First, let's talk a little bit about the whatness of Mi'raj. What was it exactly and what took place in such an occasion? So what is Mi'raj?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And so regarding the Mi'raj of the Holy Prophet, and the fact that it happened during the 10th year of the Baisa, or the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was still living in Makkah, right? And the 10th year of the prophethood is the time when the persecution of the Quraysh has increased.
Yes.
And their opposition to Islam has increased. And the Hijrah is still about 2 to 3 years away. And so when we see the verse of the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran speaks about this in Surah Al-Isra, the first few verses, and Surah Al-Najm. And this event is narrated in the Holy Quran. And so this is an authentic event, and yes, on which almost all the Muslims agree that such an event or ascension of the Holy Prophet happened in such a manner. So the verse of the Holy Quran in Surah Isra says that Subhanallazi asra, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Subhanallazi asra bi'abdihi laylam minal masjid al-harami ilal masjid al-aqsa allazi barakna hawla. Hawlahu.
Yes.
So it says about, so there are two journeys of the Holy Prophet that happen in the event of the Mi'raj. The first journey is from Masjid al-Haram ilal Masjid al-Aqsa, that is Baytul Muqaddas or Jerusalem, or what we call Jerusalem,
Jerusalem, that's right.
Or Baytul Muqaddas.
Yes.
So, and it is narrated by Masjid al-Aqsa, that is the mosque that is far away. The Masjid al-Haram is Khan-e-Kaaba, or the Holy Kaaba. And from here, the Prophet ascends or is taken by the angels to Masjid al-Aqsa. And from there, his ascension to the heavens starts. So there are two journeys that take place.
Yes.
And in the traditions, it has been narrated that the angel Jibreel appears to the Holy Prophet and says that the night has passed, and he says that we are going to take you on a journey with us. And other angels are also mentioned in this tradition. And so the first stop is at Masjid al-Aqsa in Bayt al-Muqaddas or Jerusalem. And from here, his ascension to the heavens is start. And the last point of the journey is Sidratul Muntaha. That is the nearest point of meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is difficult to picture what sort of realities the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encountered in his journey. But it is said that he crossed the different heavens and reached closest to his Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there, the Lord spoke with the Holy Prophet, and some of the secrets and the realities were communicated to the Holy Prophet. And this point is called Sidratul Muntaha. And Angel Jibreel, who is the closest or the most renowned of the angels, the most elevated of angels, said that from this point onwards, even if I try to go an inch higher, my wings would be destroyed, or they will catch fire.
That's right.
And so this was a stature for the Holy Prophet, that even Angel Jibrail could not reach that high status or this position. And so when we try to understand this reality, it is a bit difficult us to even understand or come close to this reality. But
First of all, let me say that when you say Siddhat al-Muntaha, in Ziyarat al-Nahiyat al-Muqaddasa, Imam al-Hussein is called as Ibn Siddhat al-Muntaha. I mean, even on the gates of Imam al-Hussein's holy shrine, it's written, Assalamu alaykum ya Ibn Siddhat al-Muntaha. Okay?
Siddhat al-Muntaha.
Yeah, that's right. So, but the question is that, is this Miraj only took place once? I mean, for Prophet Muhammad? And was it physical or spiritual? Because some believe that it might be a spiritual journey, okay? Mm. So a spiritual journey is that, for example, you have control over your soul can go here and there, okay? Which one is true?
Yes. So as has been reported in the traditions, it is said that this Miraj event did not occur only once.
Mm-hmm.
But this specific instance did happen in the 10th year of Baisa. And one of the reports is that this happened in Makkah. And we have other reports that say that this occurred at other times as well. But this was one of the instances that was mentioned in the Holy Quran. And the 10th year of the Baisa is mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And why it is important? Because when this event was told by the Holy Prophet to the Muslim community and the Quraysh, they started to make fun of him.
Yes.
In a way that, how can this be possible? Because at that time, for them to travel from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa in one night and then to come back was something that was impossible. Only today we know that human beings are capable of traveling these long journeys. At that time, it was something impossible. And so if the Prophet ﷺ was telling about this, this was something impossible. So the Quraysh sent their emissaries and said that there are people from amongst us
mm-hmm.
who have been to Baitul Muqaddas and they know what Baitul Muqaddas is like. So they asked him about the features of Baitul Muqaddas.
Mm-hmm.
And in his return journey, he met a caravan of the Quraysh that was entering, that was near to Makkah at the point of Tamim.
That's right.
Right? And so the Prophet told them that this such and such caravan is going to enter Makkah right now because I met them on my journey back from Baitul Muqaddas. And so this caravan entered right at the same time when the Prophet ﷺ said that this is going to enter. So this was also a hujjah of the Holy Prophet or a miracle of the Holy Prophet to prove his truthfulness and the truthfulness of his message as
That's
well.
Right.
So this miracle happened to awaken the Quraysh and to invite them again to the path of Islam, that such is the power of the Holy Prophet because he is nominated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can take him to Baitul Muqaddas and from there ascend him to the heavens and the nearest of the near points.
Even in Jerusalem, Masjid al-Aqsa, it is believed that there is a wall, even nowadays called the Wall of Nutbah.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the Wall of
Nutbah. Wall.
Yeah, and that is the wall in which the Buraq, or the, we can say, that's right, the main carrier
yes.
of Prophet Muhammad to the heavens was over there. So Prophet Muhammad clinged it over there. Mm-hmm. And then from there, went on, that's right. So about the physicality of the or spirituality of such a trip, which one is more authentic? Was it with the body or was it with the soul?
Yes. So the scholars, like for example, Allama Tabatabai mentioned that this was a journey that involved both the physical body
and
the spiritual aspect of, or the ruh. Right, the spirit and the body both were involved. And from the verse of the Holy Quran also, we can see that Subhanallazi asra bi abdihi laylan. Right, so asra bi abdihi. So the servant is mentioned. It doesn't mention that Subhanallazi asra bi ruhihi, ruhi abdihi.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so This is taken by Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli as mentioning that both the body and the soul was involved in this journey. And so we can say that also the fazila of the Holy Prophet is enhanced manifold if his travel was not only spiritual but also physical, because his entire body and soul went to this journey, and while he was awake. Okay. This was not in a dream. This was while he was awake, and he met the angels. And even it's narrated that Prophet Abraham, Prophet Musa, Prophet Isa came to meet him in Baytul Muqaddas or Masjid al-Aqsa. And from there, his ascension journey started.
It was the way back to Umm al-Hani house, isn't it?
Yes.
In Mecca, the daughter of Abu Talib.
Yes, right. It's narrated that from the house of Umm al-Hani,
okay,
the Prophet's ascension journey
started. Was not a secret to Prophet Muhammad. That's why he himself disclosed it to the people of Quraysh, isn't it?
Yes, because it was meant to be disclosed
that
it was a miracle of the Holy Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
But the Quraysh made fun of the Holy Prophet because of this. But the later events proved that the Prophet was telling the truth.
Okay.
Because his prophecy that a caravan is going to enter Makkah was proven after some time.
What was the main reason for this Mi'raj? I mean, Prophet Muhammad, he has been a prophet, isn't it, already? So, and spiritually, he has been perfect enough to be given Allah's mission. So, was there any specific reason for this type of Mi'raj, I mean, of Prophet Muhammad or not?
In the view of Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, in his tafsir of the event, he mentions that when the Quran introduces this event of Mi'raj by saying that Subhanallazi asra bi'abdihi, right? So the Prophet is being introduced as his abd. Mm-hmm. So one of the necessary criterion for ascension to the higher realm is to be an abd.
Mm-hmm.
So the more a person becomes an abd or the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more obedience is shown by the servant, the higher he can reach into the heavens. And so one of the missions and the aims of religion and Islam is to elevate the human soul. And one of the ways, the way that has been told to us in the Holy Quran, is to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this manner, we can elevate our soul. And so this event is also told as something that وَلَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, right? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a role model for us. So if we also follow this path of ubudiyah or servanthood, we also can ascend to the heavens or see the realities of the higher realm. Of course, we are the followers of the path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can only reach up to a certain level, not of course the Sidratul Muntaha, which was specific for the Holy Prophet or the only the Aimma, for example. But we can perhaps go some of the higher realms or according to the status that we have in terms of ubudiyah.
That's right. Spiritually speaking, some of the Islamic urafa might say that this also shows the high capacity and the potential of a human soul in order to, we can say, go as up as possible to the Allah's throne. So that's why through this, wavering or spiritual wavering, somehow the capacity of the soul of the human being in comparison to the angels were shown. And that's why some people are even told that such a soul or such a capacity and potential is given to you too. So in order to get as perfect as possible, you can benefit from such a potential. So it is not only the body that matters for the human beings, but its spirituality and spirit, up to an extent that through that, you can get as close as possible to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the true meaning of Qurbat al-Allah, proximity to Allah.
And one of the other points that Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli mentions is that this verse of the Holy Quran begins with Subhana, right? And so one of the requirements for elevation is to do tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Glorification of Allah, that's right.
Right? So you remove all associations from the high being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we do tasbih and we purify ourselves as well from our material attachments, we are able and capable of elevating ourselves to the higher realms.
Inshallah. Thank you very much, Sheikh Ahmad Danish, for a nice elaboration regarding Mi'raj al-Rasul. It was very kind of you.
Thank you.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن